programmed in Rust is not a feature of software. That is not a feature that you advertise to people. I have lost count of the number of pieces of software, big and small, that I have seen advertised and promoted with programmed in Rust as the number one feature of the software, and that is retarded. That is absolutely ridiculous. You don't see people going around going, this is a piece of software programmed in C that does, no. It only is with programmed in Rust. Here's just a couple of examples. This is an open source programmed in Rust privacy focused tool. And great for interacting with programming resources. Notice that they tell you that it's programmed in Rust before they tell you what it even is. This is constant. There's this constant stream of programmed in Rust being more important than the functionality of the software itself. That is just weird. What sort of programming culture creates this? Here's another example that I think is absolutely insane. Someone took Core Boot, right, and rewrote it in Rust. This is OR Boot, a fork of Core Boot with C removed written in Rust. Well, at least they told you what it is before they told you it was written in Rust. That was nice. One of my favorite examples, though, is Redox. An entire operating system. Here, I'm going to read the top of redoxos.org. This is the full elevator pitch for the operating system. Redox is a Unix-like operating system written in Rust. And then it goes on to talk about why it exists. But the fact that it's written in Rust is more important than the aiming to bring the innovations of Rust to a microkernel and full set of applications. Notice, in one sentence, short sentence, the elevator pitch for the OS, it uses the word Rust twice. More than any other word. I don't even think it has the word the in there twice. Yeah, okay, I'm not seeing any word, big or small. No, two. The word two and Rust are the only words in there twice. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. That doesn't mean it's not a good piece of software. But if your elevator pitch for a piece of software is it's written in a particular language, and that's before it even tells you what the piece of software does, that means it's not a piece of software intended for people to use. It's a demo. It's made because it's quirky. I'm going to give you an example of this. And many of you who have been around in the computing since like the 80s and 90s and whatnot, you know the demo scene a lot of times will take a goal of let's make something with really crazy animation and whatnot, pack it into a really small package so it runs on really limited resources, and do it in a language that's weird, right? So you'll see demo scene applications where they'll say, can we do something that has crazy animations in 10K of RAM that runs entirely in a BASIC interpreter, right? Because then you promote to everyone, hey, this is a demo written in BASIC that does this. The point is then that it's quirky and weird that you were able to pull something off in a language. Case in point, this pseudo 3D engine made in Bash. Okay, so a prototype of a pseudo 3D engine written in Bash. Now, it calls out that it's written in Bash because the whole point of it is how weird is it that someone wrote an entire pseudo 3D engine entirely in Bash script, right? That's the point of it, is it's weird, it's quirky, it's a novelty, and that's fun. I will promote that. I even wrote an article about this 3D Bash engine because that's fun. But when you are constantly saying let's rewrite everything in Rust and then put the word Rust before the functionality of the software we wrote in the first place and pretend that it's somehow professional, well, then that's a little bit weird. But then again, unprofessional is kind of the whole point of Rust. Now, I hear a lot of you freaking out going, no, Rust's a good language. That has nothing to do with it. Rust is a totally fine programming language. I have some high fives I'd like to give to the people who designed Rust, and I have some complaints that I'd like to give to the people who designed Rust. just like with any programming language. It's a totally reasonable programming language. But the community of Rust programmers are by and large not professional, right? And you see that when you see, oh, how do they promote their software? Well, they promote that it's written in Rust. A novelty, not the software. They're not pointing out the features. They're not pointing out why they built it. They're saying they built it in Rust, which means the reason they built it is because it's written in Rust, which means it's a novelty. And this is just part of the overall unprofessionalness of Rust programmers in general. And if you want to see a horrible rabbit hole to go down, search for Rust Catboy. I have lost count of the number of Rust advocates that do not present a picture of themselves, do not use their real name most of the time. They simply have cartoon cat people versions of themselves. And when they have pictures of themselves, they literally wear cat ears on their head because they want to pretend that they're half cat, half person. And this is a constant thing throughout all of the Rust programming world is cat people, furries, half cat, half human, hybrid people, I guess is how they want to perceive themselves. And it's just profoundly unprofessional. And you see that over and over again. This is another one, another cat person that's pretending to be a real person, or a real person pretending to be a cat person. I don't even know what it is, but it's friggin' weird. And I'm going to click on another tab so I don't have to look at it anymore. This is a common thing throughout all of Rustdom, is unprofessionalness. Now that's not saying the language is unprofessional. I'm saying the people who use it are. Now, if you're out there and you're like, hey, I use Rust and I don't wear cat ears on my head and tell everyone that every piece of software I've ever written is written in Rust before I even tell them what the software is, well, you're the exception, my friend. And I have no qualms with you. In fact, more power to you. Write everything in Rust. I don't care what language people write their software in. I don't care if it's Rust or C or everything's in assembly. I don't care if you write it all in Python or Basic or Bash Script. None of that. You go ahead and write it all in Smalltalk. I don't care. In fact, the quirkier the language, man, maybe I'll give you additional high fives just for being crazy. But when you wear cat ears and tell everyone that you wrote your software in Rust before you even tell them what it is, it's just not, it makes me think this software is demo quality. This software was written because it was quirky. This software was written to be an oddball, an obscurity, just something weird that you're going to throw out there to be crazy. And then I'm not going to use it. Because when I see someone promoting their software as written in Rust, I now immediately run for the hills. Because there's a few things that I expect out of Rust software at this point. Number one, I expect that there will be no quality support for it. And if I reach out to the person who made it, they're going to be a cat person and they're going to scream at me. That's just been my experience from what I've had experienced myself and what I've seen happen with other people. So I'm not going to touch it. And number two, I'm going to assume it's going to be low quality, so I'm going to need that support because it's all written to be a demo. That's what I expect out of Rust. And here's the thing. That does a tremendous disservice to the people who are actually normal human beings that don't wear cat ears on their head, and they're out there writing perfectly good, high-quality software in Rust. And there's a lot of those people out there. I hate to lump them all in together, but the reality is, the cat people who tell you that everything is written in Rust, they're the loudest. And that they're the ones that you see the most often, and they're spoiling the whole barrel of apples here. So people out there in the Rust world, the Rust community, I would advise you, knock this off. Stop doing all of this. All of this is weird. It's very, very bizarre. And it's going to relegate Rust as a language to the dustbin of history. It's going to go the way of so many languages before it that have had good, viable possibilities. But in the end, something kind of made it just not take off. There's a million languages out there that has happened to. And it's a sorry thing every time, because the reality is, most languages have their good points. And most languages are a lot of fun to use, and Rust is included in that. So don't screw up Rust so badly. Oh my word. I won't even get into the problems with the Rust Foundation. Let's just fix these issues, Rust people, because saying it's programmed in Rust is not a feature. No, it does not make your software more secure if it is inherent. It's just because it's programmed in Rust. That doesn't do it. Well, you know what? People use that a lot. They come out and they say, oh my gosh, Rust makes you so your software is safer and more secure. No, it really doesn't. It really, really, the most secure operating systems and pieces of software in the world are not written in Rust. So no, it doesn't. That is objectively, ridiculously untrue. And now that I've made a bunch of people who wear cat ears on their head really, really mad, I'm going to sign off now and get yelled at by cartoon people. Thank you and good night.